And Rumi's time, they will play with the broken stuff of the plate and stuff like that. In your time, they play with the cab of the coke and beer and stuff like that. Say, look at them. And they're worried about losing that stuff. Aren't you the same? What is the value of a dollar? Dollar is a piece of paper, right? What is the value of it? We, in the society, we put a value of it today. And tomorrow will be different, right? And nobody knows what will be. But look at the people who are thinking about money. They think that it's real stuff to have. They even like to have it and not spend it. Not buy anything, just have it. All of this needs a long, long explanation. That's why we started in a childish way of explaining it. Yes?
If you take a piece away, he begins to weep. And if you give the piece back to him, he begins to laugh. Hmm? Since the child is not imbued with the knowledge, his weeping and laughter have no importance. Inasmuch as the magnet regarded that which is alone as property, mm-hmm. he was quivering for that false wealth. He dreams that he has wealth and is afraid of the thief who may carry off his sack. When death pulls his ear and makes him start up from slumber, then he falls to mocking at his fear.
That's the only time. At the moment of death, that fellow who was only thinking about having money, we'll understand how stupid and silly it was to gathering all of that. Yes?
Even such, the trembling of these learned scholars who have the intelligence and knowledge of this world. On account of these accomplished intelligent men, God said in the Quran, they do not know.
This is our point. When it comes to the logical people, even in our holy book, these people who are logically very clever, they know nothing. Because they know that philosophic part of it. They don't know the main part of it. Yes?
Each is afraid of someone's stealing. He fancies that he possesses a great deal of knowledge. He says, they are wasting my time. In truth, he has no time that is profitable. He says, the people have taken me away from my work. His soul is plunged in idleness up to the throat. The naked man is frightened and says, I am trailing a skirt. How shall I save my skirt from their clutches?
You see, all the explanation was about that naked fellow that you don't get it. And that was all this. Fear of losing something. Lose everything. Why do you fear that? You say, this is like these people. First of all, they fear that they lose their time. The people will ruin their time. When you look at them, their time is not worth it because they don't do anything. And they think that the people are waste of communication. But you're not communicator. They are like this naked fellow who is afraid of losing his skirt. And all I'm talking about, do you remember? We are not talking about economy here. We are not talking about material stuff. This is about enrichment of this wisdom, right? So all we are talking about is the knowledge you think you have. Your ego thinks that you know a lot. The people of this city that later you learn, they are logical people, that they know a lot. When some prophet comes in and says, oh, we have read all these prophets, we know all the tricks. If you have something new, bring out. If not, get out of here. They're the people like that, right? It's about science and scientific knowledge. Yes?
He knows 100,000 superfluous matters connected with the sciences. That unjust man does not know his own soul.
Ah, it needs a little bit better translation. Because here Rumi plays with the word Johar. Remember the essence. So he will say that he knows the goodness and use of every jewel, but when it comes to his own essence, he is just like a donkey. He doesn't know his essence. Why? Because science in Rumi's time could be explained in two words. Yajuz la yajuz means the thing that you're supposed to do and the prohibited stuff. Okay? This is yajuz, means it is granted the permission for you to have. The other one is la yajuz, not, okay? This yajuz and la yajuz comes out of what? The rule we make, remember the value we put on dollar, the law and all that, he will say, he believes in all that, but, yes?
He knows the special properties of every substance. In elucidating his own substance, he is an ass. Mm. Saying, I know permissible and not permissible. You know not whether you yourself are permissible or an old woman.
Do you remember why old woman? The logical woman we had in Arab and his wife and all that, he says, this is it. You think that you know everything, but the only thing you know is the logical rules that you have learned. That's all. Yes?
You know this licit and that illicit, but are you licit or illicit? Consider well. You know what the value of every article of merchandise is. You know not the value of yourself.
Yeah.
It is folly.
That's simple. He says, you are a logical fellow, right? You know the price of this. You know the price of this. What is the price of you? That's what he was talking about. A fellow who knows the price of everything, but doesn't know the price of himself. Isn't this your case? You know the price of a lot of stuff. You could judge the people, you know even the price of life of other people. But you never think about the price of yourself. How much are you worthy? Yes?
You have become acquainted with the fortunate and the inauspicious stars. You do not look to see whether you are fortunate or unwashed.
Means these people of Sabah are the people who know everything about everything and everyone, but they don't know anything about themselves and the inside. This is what the problem is. Yes?
This is the soul of all the sciences, that you should know who you shall be on the day of judgment.
Read it again, please.
This is the soul of all the sciences, that you should know who you shall be on the day of judgment.
Not like that. Like this. This is the only verse in this book framed. Because this is the life of all knowledges. What is the essence and livelihood of all knowledges? It's that I know where I'm standing in this path. Is there any more important stuff for me to understand? Remember, I'm the guy that I know I was not the best of me. Right? Then I decided to try to be the best of me. Rumi explained that you cannot be the best of him. You are a woman, he's a man. Then what? You cannot be the best of her. You are different. Everybody has a best of its own, right? So I want to try to be the best of me, best of my possibility. This is the fact, this is the role I'm playing, all of that, right? So the most important thing I should know is, where am I standing in this path of improvement? Because this is the path of self-improvement, right? Right at the beginning we said, Sufism, Irfan and all that is not about changing the universe. That's science, politics or whatever, parties. Here, we're talking about one thing only, self-improvement. I want to know what the beauty is. I want to be attracted to have, to be improved, right? The most important information for me is, where am I in that path? This is the essence of all the knowledges, yes?
You are acquainted with the fundamentals of the religion, but look upon your own fundamental and see whether it is good.
All of you, you know something about your religion, don't you? I said, what's the use of that? You know a lot about your religion, but you don't know a lot about yourself? You should know really where you are. Okay, I was born Buddhist. So what? Yes, in my passport is written, but I want to know where really I am. I need that to improve myself. That's the basic, yes?
Your own fundamentals are better for you than the two fundamentals, so that you may know your own fundamental, O great man.
Your knowledge is based on fundamental of this, that, all this logical stuff. It says here, none of those is important. I know it's important for you. I make this story to tell you why you should forget about all that and come back to an essential stuff. You see, Maryam be kuhi mi gorid, shir gui khun o mi khasti. Am yeki dar peydagi be goft, khay, dar peyad kas nist, che uzi cho te. با شتاب او آنچنان میتاخت جفت که از شتاب خود جواب او نگفت. یک دو میدان در پی عیسی براند، پس به جد عیسی را بخواند، که از پی مرزات حق یک لحظه بیست، که مرا اندر گریزت مشکلی است. از که این سو میگریزی ای کریم، نیپید شیر و نخسم و خوف و بیم. گفت از احمق گریزانم، برو میرانم خیش را، بندم مشو. گفت آخر آن مسیحا نه ای تویی که شود کور و کر از تو مستوی؟ گفت آری. گفت آن شهر نیستی که فسون غیب را معویستی؟ چون بخوانی آن فسون بر مرده ای، بر جهت چون شیر سید آورده ای؟ گفت آری، آن منم. گفت آ که تو نیز گل مرغان کنی ای خوب رو؟ گفت آری. گفت پس ای روح پاک، هر چه خواهی میکنی، از کیست باق؟ با چنین برهان که باشد در جهان، که نباشد مر تو را از بندگان. گفت عیسی که به ذات پاک حق، مبدع تن خالق جان در سبب، حرمت ذات و صفات پاک او، که بود گردون گریبان چاک او، کان فسون و اسم اعظم را که من بر کر و بر کور خواندم شد حسن، بر کوه سنگین بخواندم شد شکاف، خرقه را ببرید بر خود تا بناف، بر تن مرده بخواندم گشت هی، بر سر لاشه بخواندم گشت شی، خواندم آن را بر دل احمق به ود، صد هزاران بار و درمانی نشد، سنگ خارا گشت و زان خوب بر نگشت، ریگ شد که از وی نروید هیچ کشت. گفت حکمت چیست کنجا اسم حق سود کرد، اینجا نبودن را سبب؟ آن همان رنج است و این رنجی، چرا او نشد این را و آن را شد دوا؟ گفت رنج احمقی قهر خداست، رنج کوری نیست قهر، آن ابتلا است. ابتلا رنجی است که رحم آورد،